And you know what, interesting thing they did, they also told me, they said, do you realize, did you ever see Michael Kennedy's son? And they said, yeah, he can. I said, I didn't even know he had a son, Judge. And they said, well, this is a problem. And I said, Kennedy didn't serve World War II. None of his three sons didn't serve. Not a damn one. Did he not even in service, Rose? Not in. You know, these libs find a way to do it. You know, David here is putting in three torches.
How are his kids? I don't know. It's someone I would check up on.
Okay, what?
One of those damn Bobby Kennedy kids out of there. We ought to check about how they get out of going, being drafted.
I don't know about Bobby's kids. Why the hell are they in the service? David Eisenhower's in the service. Eddie Nixon was in the damn service, you know, putting his whole, his thing into it. What is the note he made? What about Bobby Kennedy's, is there some reason he's not in the service? What happened?
His number wasn't drawn, I think that's it for that.
Christ, that's easy to do, isn't it? That's very easy. But also, Bobby Kennedy's. How many of the McGovern kids have been in the service? McGovern kids. Why not? That's my other question. If you, let me put on this one, that you're asking. Everybody come to me.
No.
Send a note over. Don't send it over to the shop. You say several people, the people have written in. You'll notice some letters on that. Here you're just asking for information. That Bobby Kennedy's or the service. What about McGovern or the country out of the report now? Rose, isn't that curious? Here we are, showing our kids off.
Curtis Carr came in a few months ago to go there seeing Ike Zahay. And he came in just to say hello and introduce himself. Marty's a nice man. Marty's all too nice.
Carl Hollis. Hello, guys.
Yes, I would think so. He's the...
Well, you know, everybody wants him, but he had to sweat the service.
Now he's in state.
He moved to state?
Yeah, he moved into, I think he's really sort of a troubleshooter there. I mean, good stuff. And he just was talking about how, you know, training, and I mean, he's a smart man.
I know he's on our list. We're starting a list of people who are watching closely for everything. Who's the one that's succeeding now?
Dan King.
Just call him and call him and say, they can get first tomorrow's. Done with it now, but for now. I know that Lee thought well, because somebody can start his name up, somebody else wanted it. Now they wanted it. Secretary. Maybe he's in defense, is that what
he is? No, he's in state.
No, Larry wanted him, we wouldn't let him go.
I think it's a new job.
Okay,
I read that one, Hank.
You like him, huh?
Yes, because he is smart, and he's very loyal to you, and just the way he said things, even. Then he was talking about, the Asian Committee. I don't know how he got to AGW. Oh, I know, he mentioned how people say, like Richards, and still do. Then he was talking about, we talked a minute about AGW and so forth. And he had his own, he said, well, I'll tell you what I think about it. You know, but I thought it was quite cute. He was only there a few minutes. This would be the secretary of AGW. This would be his deputy. These would be his advisors, you know, one on budget and this, that, and the other. This would be the secretary of health, secretary of education, and welfare. And this man wouldn't get called in any squabbles. He would just say to this guy, you work that out, I want to see if you, you know, come back in with him. Then the only person who would come to a cabinet meeting would be this man with all the information. but he said that he thinks, if he thinks it's bad, you go into a cabinet meeting, and there's a whole room full of people, he says there's no way it could be a good give and take, because you never know who in there is going to have to feel big and go out and talk. It was so percent, I don't know, this was, he was only there maybe 5 minutes, 7 minutes. He's a good man, you tell that. General Walters stopped in yesterday for a couple of minutes. He's in, I assume, my sister's office. I just said, you know, whenever you want, there's certainly residents back to heaven, so reasonable thing to do. Be very quiet and as small as you want. This commander in the Navy just brought over to Franklin Lincoln's report on naval forces in the Mediterranean. That was terribly important, but you at least read the letter. He sent copies to Secretary Warner and Admiral Milner.
Well, did you go to Hague? Hague was the one I looked to, and Hague wrote, believe me, never keep the thing from him.
No, I know.
But I can't get the things that are that technical if I ever start to.
I know,
myself.
Well that's why I just thought I'd ask if that's true. He voiced some of the concerns that they did.
Well, I really probably feel exactly the same way. Well, hey, just put on a note of it and just say, Al, I agree with this. I can do that.
That's the name of something there.
Yeah, Al.
Other
Al.
Campuses.
No. Tell Al that I think this deserves very, very serious. What a lot of people do not realize, of course, is my God, here in the sea shop, we fight like a son of a bitch for all those things. We're going to have a little hand on the last. And the problem, and it's an absurd defense. The problem is the goddamn Congress.
Well, he says in here, he knows that there's many reasons.
The government cut it in half.
Yeah. Oh, is this, that Curtis Powell, I don't know, says any of these people who sent their job easily, because this runner is working as hard as they can possibly, because he says, that man is he's going to hold himself up at the second coming and act with, you know, be a preacher, and we all know you have to keep going by heart, because people don't read the papers. They don't know what he said last week. They just listen to him once, but that he's been really stirring people up to
good.
Work hard at it.
Put him out.
There she's talking.
Make a note that he has every right to do that. I think he should be used. All those are all pretty hard. And that is effective. He's fighting. Without question for people and intellectual groups and the river lines. Many advantages over 60 as far as the captain is concerned. Bill Rogers will go out and speak for us, Kerr would not. Laird will go out and speak for us. Tom Gates took a trip around the world. George Shultz goes out and works his tail off all over with labor, treasury, and the rest. And Bob Anderson took a trip around the world. And frankly, at the Attorney General's level, we have findings, or we just have Rogers. Rogers was doing it, except finally, never made a speech for us. He came with us on the trip. But he makes you know what I mean? He thought he could claim his will. So we've got a little bit more political than we used to have. Down in the Eisenhower cabinet, the only ones who remember who did it were Seaton and Department Money. and our Arizona field. Old Fred Muller cut it a little bit.
Yeah, he just didn't have it.
Remember that I didn't, I think we put wood.
Well, of course, he didn't fix people who would be, because he wasn't putting it all himself until after he got out of office. So he took that.
The all man.
Yeah, he came up a different,
Right.
Very understandable.
And pretty well, and they did, Herter was a wonderful ball player. Chris Herter, state, was cutting her hand.
And I think the worst part was the defense people being out of town, because they should have been there to counteract that business of the middle guy.
One speech by Gates could have killed him, because it was a damn lie. That was one of the biggest myths ever perpetuated on the American people, because we had 10 to 1 advantage over the Russians at that point. My view is that you could get three sponsors made, probably for our case, you'd worry about the money, you'd get one for made for $150,000. Play their song, our song, find out what their favorite song is. And this is so colorful, it's red, white, blue, but just like a carousel. It's wonderful.
That's great. Or you could even design it with something else on it.
Oh, I know. I don't mean to put that on. But what I meant is you could put on their national symbol or an eagle, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever the heck. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Music box made in America. You never think of them being made in America. These people are artists. Right? That'd be great.
And that's the name of the music box.
Christian Box.
Sure, I'll take it.
Christian. The Italian prince is white. And I think, you know what I mean? You don't need a instead of just giving me her alone.
Yeah, I think it gets to be too much of a state.
But you know, they'll put that damn box out and show the people. And also, Saturday, the 4th one.